Palestinian officials in Gaza said a Palestinian woman, her two sons, and a cousin were killed early today when Israeli troops fired tank shells near a Jewish settlement. Six other members of the family were injured, including a three-year-old. The Israeli defense minister expressed regret at the incident, and an Israeli army spokesman said the army is investigating. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian Health Minister Riyad Zannoun said the Palestinians were sleeping in a hut next to their fig trees when the Israeli tanks opened fire. He said wounded family members told him they had planned to get up at 4 a.m. to harvest their figs before the heat of the day began. He said the mother of the family, 45-year-old Ruwaida Hajian, two of her sons, one age 17 and one age 23, were killed, as well as a 20-year-old cousin. Six other family members were injured, including the father of the family and three-year-old Saeed, both in intensive care. Health Minister Zannoun charged that Israeli troops prevented ambulances from reaching the injured for more than an hour. He also said the X-rays of the victim showed the tanks had fired flechette anti-personnel shells, which spread shrapnel over a wide area.
We found nails penetrating the lung, the heart, the abdomen. So these are types of bullets that have been used on several occasions by the Israelis. These bullets, once they hit the body, they rupture, and these nails are very acute, penetrates, and cause a lot of bleeding.
An Israeli army spokesman would not comment on whether the troops had fired these shells or delayed the ambulances. He said the division commander in Gaza has begun an investigation. However, he said, preliminary reports from Israeli soldiers in the area said soldiers saw suspicious figures walking toward the isolated Jewish settlement of Nitzarim, one of the flashpoints of Israeli-Palestinian fighting over the past 2 years. He said the soldiers apparently feared an attack on the settlement and opened fire. In a statement, Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said he regretted the killing of innocent Palestinian civilians by Israeli army fire. He demanded the army present the results of its investigation as well as lessons to be learned for the future. Health Minister Zannoun says Israeli troops are too quick to open fire on Palestinians, especially near Jewish settlements.
We see that there is systematic destruction of any homes or activity that is near to their settlement by any excuse. And this has been done in many areas.
The fatal tank fire in Gaza comes as Israeli and Palestinian security officials are trying to move forward on a joint security plan. Israeli troops last week pulled out of Bethlehem, and a spokesman said the army has begun easing restrictions on freedom of movement around that West Bank city. In Gaza, Palestinian officials said Palestinian police have begun setting up checkpoints to show they can maintain order if the Israeli troops pull out. Troops remain because Israeli officials say Palestinians continue to fire on Israeli troops and Jewish settlements. After last night's tank fire in Gaza, the Islamist Hamas movement threatened to step up its attacks on Israelis. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.